It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Great to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. We're a day away from another round of primaries, Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island, this after a big day for New York. These are critical times for the campaigns of Bernie Sanders, Ted Cruz, and John Kasich, the frontrunners Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, trying to solidify their leads. And of course, everyone has different assessments of what his or her chances are of actually getting the nomination. To sort out the truth of that, Jim Tharp is back with us. He is the editor of PolitiFact Georgia, which you can check out in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and on myajc.com. Jim, welcome back.
Good to be here, Dennis.
All right, let's start with Hillary Clinton. She's, again, pivoting toward the general election and talking about whether she can attract supporters of Bernie Sanders once it's all over. And she was on ABC's Good Morning America recently.
When I withdrew in June of 2008, polls were showing that at least 40% of my supporters said, oh, they weren't going to support Senator Obama. So I had to get to work.
Yeah, this has been a vicious primary. Nobody expected Sanders to run as strong as he has, and they've traded some pretty nasty words. She's talking about trying to heal the wounds that have been created. Her forces have tried to paint Bernie Sanders as kind of the wild-eyed old socialist grandpa. His side has tried to paint her as a shameless shill for Wall Street and the big banks. And she's saying, well, Obama had the same problems in 2008. He was able to mend the old wounds. He was able to heal the party, bring everybody together, and beat the Republicans. I can do the same thing. Now, the wording of this is a little bit tricky here, but in general, Clinton is right about the scale of Obama's 2008 problems with dissident Democrats. And she's correct that Obama had a harder road than she seems to have now in uniting the party. We rate her statement mostly true. A little bit of nuance there, but she's basically on track when she's saying Obama had a tougher road in 2008 than I have at this exact moment in history.
And this is one of those statements that one can check out fairly objectively because there are polls, there are things. You can go back to 2008 and look at all that.
They're right, and there are current polls. There's polling, for example, by McClatchy Maris. It found that 25% of Sanders supporters said they would not back Clinton as a Democratic nominee. About 70% said they would. Another 6% were unsure, which probably means they're saying they wouldn't when they say that. So she has some problems. Obama had bigger problems. She's pretty much right on that front.
So mostly true on that
one. Mostly
true.
Moving
now to the other front runner, Donald Trump, and he is talking about not just his chances of winning the nomination, but Ted Cruz's chances of winning the nomination. And here's what he had to say after his big New York win.
We don't have much of a race anymore, based on what I'm seeing on television. Senator Cruz is just about mathematically eliminated.
And Trump has a pretty good point here. Cruz would need, at the very least, 678 more delegates to win the race. It's impossible for him to reach that number in the remaining primaries, given that there are just 674 delegates left to win. Now, he could conceivably find more supporters in the states who've already held primaries, given that a few dozen of those delegates are thus far uncommitted. Trump's statement is largely accurate, but it needs additional information. We rated it mostly true. Ted Cruz has a very, very difficult road ahead of him to take the nomination away from Trump just with delegate count.
But Trump used the word eliminated, and you're not eliminated if you're still alive going into a contested convention. So he's trying to make people think, you know, oh, Ted Cruz has no chance whatsoever, which is a different thing.
That's exactly right. Donald Trump is not saying something here, and that is he's not using the words contested convention. That could change everything. He's strictly talking about the horse race ahead. On that point, he is mostly correct. But again, if you throw the contested convention in there, it's another ballgame.
Yeah, eliminated and eliminated might be two different things depending on who's saying it.
That's correct.
Moving now to the challengers. Bernie Sanders said something during a rally in New York about his chances of winning that state, and it turned out he didn't. But his statement applies to these primaries coming up, too. Sanders said something about turnout and his chances.
To be honest with you, what we have found throughout this campaign is we win when the voter turnout is high, we lose when the voter turnout is low.
Very simple statement there, and we checked that out pretty thoroughly, and he's pretty far off base here. Now, Alan Abramowitz, an Emory University political scientist, looked at the math on this, on how Sanders' share of the vote has been influenced by three factors: the percentage of African-American voters, whether the state was in the North or the South, and turnout. Now, Abramowitz found that race and region were powerful predictors of how well Sanders did, and that turnout mattered very little. Again, turnout was the least of those factors. So Sanders is pretty far off base here. We gave him a mostly false on this. It contains an element of truth, but it ignores critical factors that would give the average listener or reader a different impression.
And again, this is a tough one for candidates because there are actual numbers you can crunch here, and Professor Abramowitz did just that.
Exactly. And New York had a fairly high turnout on the Democratic side, and Sanders lost.
And finally, back to the GOP side, and Ted Cruz, who said recently that he, and not Donald Trump, would be the best candidate to go against Hillary Clinton.
My focus is on beating Hillary Clinton, and poll after poll after poll shows Donald losing badly to Hillary, and poll after poll after poll shows me beating Hillary.
But to get the chance.
Now, he's off base here. Of the 9 surveys released in the last month, Cruz beats Clinton in only 1. He ties in 2. In the other 6 polls, Clinton beat Cruz. In 4 of those surveys, Clinton's margin exceeded the margin of error. So Cruz was looking stronger against Clinton in February, where he tied or beat Clinton in 5 of 6 surveys. But in only 1 of those polls was Cruz's margin greater than the margin of error. We contacted Cruz's folks to discuss this, but we didn't hear anything back for him. So when Cruz says he beats Clinton in poll after poll after poll, he's short a poll or 2. We rate this one mostly false.
And we should say here that the audio of that came from a CNN interview with Dana Bash. And after tomorrow's primaries, there will be more spin, I would guess you could say, from all of the candidates on what their position is now as they head toward the conventions. It changes pretty much by the week.
That's right. The race is coming down to the last lap, and these people are really jockeying for positions. So some of the statements become a little wild in the final lap or so of this, and that's what we're seeing right now.
You wonder, though, sometimes why they would talk so much about statistics and polls as Cruz, Sanders, and Clinton and Trump all did, when these are the kinds of things that are really easy to check. These aren't sort of judgment calls or vague. Somebody can go back and say, look, here are the numbers, and you were either right or you were off base.
That's right, but everybody doesn't listen to everything that's out there. So Trump might say this in one forum, and people are going, well, he's going to be the nominee, might as well vote for him. Cruz might say this in another forum, and people say, well, I have all these polls that show I'll beat Hillary Clinton. So people that hear that may say, well, we need to vote for this guy because he can beat Hillary Clinton, but Donald Trump can't. So it depends on the audience they're addressing. And I think they take advantage of the fact that most people don't follow everything all the time. And they get a lot of mileage out of these things.
Which is why we have fact checkers.
It is indeed.
Jim Tharp is the editor of PolitiFact Georgia, which you can find in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and on myajc.com. Jim, always a pleasure. And with more primaries, we'll be talking to you again soon.
My pleasure, Dennis. Talk to you soon.